In the lunchtime edition, the chairman of the National Organizing Committee declares major preparations complete and Barbados ready to host the finals of the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup. Committee Chairman Noah Lynch extends a special invite to the public to this afternoon's open day at Kensington Oval. Government owed almost $2 billion in outstanding taxes of various types and is making efforts to collect. Promoters expecting a massive turnout of patrons for this year's 50th anniversary edition of the Crop Over Festival. They report a significant increase in the number of events. And homeless and community activists are again voicing concern about squatter encampments as vagrants return to a recently cleared area. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. Well, the chairman of the National Organizing Committee, Noah Lynch, reports that after extensive island-wide preparations, Barbados is ready to host the finals of the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup next month. The overall tournament commences in a few days, and this afternoon, Kensington Oval is being opened to the public for an open day to be followed by a town hall-style session. Mr. Lynch points out that Barbados's preparations have been ahead of schedule.
The fact that Barbados has a stadium that is ready to host cricket as the centerpiece of the tournament is really the most important part of it. And Barbadians are going to see this evening, once they come down to Kensington, and the state of readiness of Kensington Oval. The lights are on, the lights work, everything at Kensington functions now. And the refurbishment and everything that has been done is taking in not just the bleachers, the stands, the establishment and the erection of a new hospitality facility and a new grandstand. All the bathrooms are being refurbished. And if you come down either Fontebelle or Presley Kennedy Drive, you realize that those streets have been paved. All the culverts are covered. All the sidewalks have been repaired. Street lighting is in. Signage is very good. I mean, we all in all, Barbados is ready.
He notes that today's open house gives the public a chance to see some of the work that was done.
But this evening, we want to tell Barbados to come down and see the work that we've done and be part of this historic movement and this historic moment that Barbados is ready to play cricket. Barbados is ready to host the World Cup.
Chairman of the Barbados National Organizing Committee for the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Noah Lynch. Well, government is owed almost $2 billion in outstanding taxes of various types and is making efforts to collect. Starcom Network News understands that as much as $1.8 billion is owed for personal, corporate, and land tax as well as VAT, with some land tax arrears dating back more than a decade. The Barbados Revenue Authority tells Starcom Network News individuals and businesses are being given an opportunity to make good on their outstanding obligations by coming in and making arrangements to pay. The BRA over the weekend posted notices informing of its intention to auction 20 properties whose land tax has been in arrears for more than 10 years. The agency says the process requires that the proposed sales be advertised, and then individuals are allowed to come in and make good on their obligations or make arrangements to pay. In cases where the property owners fail to pay or make arrangements, the properties then go up for sale. The BRA's communications manager, Carolyn Williams-Gale, tells Starcom Network News that following the publication of the auction notices over the weekend, property owners have been coming in.
Since the publication of the properties over the weekend, owners have been making contact with the authority. And we do encourage any person who is indebted for land tax or otherwise to reach out to the authority to settle their arrears.
The BRA's communications manager, Carolyn Williams-Gale, in the lunchtime edition. The president of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney, expects a massive turnout from patrons and has disclosed that a larger number of fetes are being planned for this 50th anniversary edition of the Crop Over Festival.
I can tell you it's going to be a very hectic season. All the major event producers are putting things in place and the events in place. You will see that before you might have maybe only two or one event per day. Now you're going to have plenty of events on any given day. So we have now a number of breakfast parties, brunches, garden parties. So there are a number of events to attend. There are plenty more events this year than last year. You'll see in the month of June alone, there are plenty of events then going into July and into August. So actually, the events are stretched down to the end of August this year. So there are plenty more events to attend.
The president of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney. There is concern about squatter encampments as vagrants return to a recently cleared area at Worthing Christchurch. Community activist in Christchurch, Adrian Donovan, says several homeless people have returned to the location despite measures to assist them. He says this poses a major public health risk.
Right now, that area is a mental mess. And I've called on the Ministry of Health. There were visibly some inspectors. And it needs to be shut down. In truth of fact, I spoke with one of the owners and I advised him that I would let him to barricade it, put some plywood sheets all around so nobody at all can get there. It is a very serious issue. It is a health risk of anybody in that area. The toilets in the back that not have been flushed for a long time, the smell, the odor, then there could be a disease haven. We don't know. And the most important part about it is that next door to that is a supermarket. Opposite is a little small operation that has karaoke at night where people frequent and tourists.
And the president of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kima Safri, is also concerned.
We've seen fires of recent and some had, you know, alleged to be with homeless persons. And so because of what they do inside of these buildings, that need to be addressed. Having the interagency relationship now, I would allow for us to be able to work faster in terms of putting people in back into mainstream society so that they don't have to be on the streets long. They don't have to be in the shelter for an extended period of time. And so those are what we are hoping to do with the interagency relationships. But the owners of the properties would have to do everything within their power, within law, to protect their property. The Barbados Alliance and Homelessness has no jurisdiction over anyone's property.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kima Safri. Jurors in Donald Trump's historic criminal trial have begun deliberations. The 12 New Yorkers must reach a unanimous verdict. A verdict could come at any time and the former president could be convicted, acquitted, or there could be a mistrial. The court has heard from 22 witnesses over 6 weeks, including Stormy Daniels, whose alleged sexual encounter with Mr. Trump is at the center of the case. Mr. Trump is accused of concealing a payment made to buy the former adult film star's silence shortly before the 2016 election. Our top stories. The chairman of the National Organizing Committee declares major preparations complete and Barbados ready to host the finals of the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup. The committee chair, Noah Lynch, extends a special invitation to the public to this afternoon's open day at Kensington Oval. Government owed almost $2 billion in outstanding taxes of various types and is making efforts to collect. Promoters expecting a massive turnout of patrons for this year's 50th anniversary edition of the Crop Over Festival. And jury deliberations begin in Donald Trump's historic hush money trial. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp admin 2-246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.